8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Yep, we're ready to start having some more kids in the classrooms, Galesburg District 205. It's a lot of work to get it done. There's a lot of other work that's been going on in the schools, but we got a plan in place now. And joining us to talk more about it this morning is Galesburg District 205 Superintendent Dr. John Asplund. Dr. Asplund, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning to you, too.
Well, thanks for joining us here this morning. You know, John, one thing, always glass half full here, as I had a conversation with Knoxville's interim superintendent Joe Burgess the other morning, it always could be worse, right? You could be the superintendent of the Chicago Public School District, so could be worse.
Believe me, we all of the superintendents have said that at some point. Like, well, at least we're not that poor person. So.
Exactly. All right. Well, back to school plan in place, and obviously this is something that's been worked on. You know, even before we were back in e-learning, you were talking about and trying to figure out how we're going to be able to do this and do this safely. Kind of talk about the process with the administration and the board and coming up with this plan, because I know it's not an easy thing to do. I'm guessing, one, you probably did kind of take a look at what some other districts were doing, but you still have to do it the way you guys wanted to put it together.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So, a lot of the bedrock of the planning still went back to what we did this summer. So when we had all the focus groups in and we talked to people about how it went last year and how to improve upon it this year. And we put together several different plans at that time. And so as we started to transition into more students into the building, we were using a lot of the information from that plan that we put together last summer. But then obviously facts have changed and we've learned more about the virus. And absolutely, we've talked to other school districts, whether they be other districts that are like us or districts that are in the area. You know, we've been talking to people nonstop pretty much since the beginning of the year to try to learn what's gone well, what hasn't gone well. And so it's been a constant process of looking at what we thought we wanted to do and comparing it with what we see other districts doing to see what we think would work best for us.
Well, and in comparing districts, I mean, there are so many factors that are different from district to district. You know, whether you have the same enrollment as a district or not, you're looking at physical buildings, the size physically of hallways, the size physically of classrooms, and things like that on top of it are all factors that you really didn't necessarily have to think about prior to this.
You're absolutely right. So there isn't any way that there's any two school districts that are exactly the same. So we're always going to have to put our own spin on it. But, you know, we tried to get as much input along the way as we could, but fully knowing that people were living their lives and fearful of leaving their house, and you know, trying to get all that done too has made it, you know, there's an extra level of complexity to it this time, because it's not as easy just to call a bunch of people together to get the best ideas, because you know those factors that I just mentioned. So that's another layer that's made it really tough.
Yeah, so a long, arduous process, obviously. So talk about the plan itself. And I'm hoping by now all parents know what the plan is and understand. But just in case, let's go ahead and talk about the plan for return to in-person learning.
All right. So starting Monday, we're starting the very brief portion of hybrid learning, which is we'll have a group of students coming on Monday and Tuesday, and then a separate group of students coming on Thursday and Friday. And then there's still a very significant large number of students whose parents said they didn't want them coming in yet. So there's 43% of our students that are staying online the whole time. And that will go on for a period of, you know, no less than 3 weeks. And then the board has authorized us to ramp up to 5 days full instruction. Anybody that wants to come, starting as soon as February 22nd, although that day is still in flux because we currently don't have enough drivers for student. Our bus vendor, who's been a great partner in doing everything they can, has not had enough drivers to staff all of our bus routes. So once we get all those staffed and ready to go, we'll be able to instigate the plan as soon as February 22nd.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Speaking of the buses, now, obviously, there may have been a case where some that maybe were planning on driving decided to do something else because they didn't know, you know, when this would happen, when they would have a job. But also, as far as the buses, is it a case where more buses are going to have to be used due to social distancing and those type of things?
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that we had extra space for the students in between, so that's been a factor in it too. Yeah, so we wanted a couple extra buses to try to spread some people out. But then through no fault of first students at all, the state shut down any driving instruction for several months. So there wasn't a pipeline to get new drivers in. So as drivers left, there was no mechanism to get new ones in. Now the state in the last month and a half has opened that back up. So, but that process takes several weeks. So there's now, you know, a pipeline to try to get drivers, but that whole thing got stalled for like 8-9 months. So, that really slowed it down, and we're still trying to get all the drivers that we can as soon as possible.
You had mentioned also there are some families and various reasons why they don't want their kids to come back. Could be a child with immune system issues, could be another family member with immune system issues, whatever the case may be. Some children, not as many of them, but there are some children that have been thriving in this environment, learning from home. I think they're in the minority, but there are still some of those out of there. So as far as the future goes, now that we're in this, or have you gotten that far yet? It's like, okay, well, now there are some that are going to want to do this all the time, full time or whatever. I'm sure it's on the back burner somewhere, but has that been discussed very much as to, you know, whatever the 2025 school year or whatever the case may be?
Yeah, you're right on target there, Tom. So we have found that there is a not insignificant number of students who have really thrived in this environment. And so we have at least commenced the framework of putting together a discussion for how to move forward with those students in the long term. You know, we've had a lot more issues we've had to work through right now to be able to sit down and study that really long. But that's definitely something we've discovered. And Mindy Ritchie, who's our principal over at Galesburg North, she is also in charge of all the district's social emotional learning initiatives. And so, you know, she's been put in charge of that to look at how to perhaps instigate that long-term for students, depending on a host of needs. And maybe it wouldn't be full-time online, but there definitely is a space for some of those kids to have some classes online. And that's also going to be a collective bargaining issue, so we'll have to work that through with the Galesburg Education Association too. But we do see that this is something that we probably will be implementing at least in some way long-term.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. And, yeah, one of the things I kind of thought about with this and trying to figure out, like you said, with the teachers union and everything, it's been a little different. I thought it would be the way that the e-learning is being done. It's more not one-on-one, but one, like, with a few students sometimes. Is there any possibility of, and I guess it would also be an extra cost to the district, is like, okay, we have a camera or a couple of cameras in the classroom, and while the teacher's teaching to the class, they're also, those online students are engaged with what's going on in the classroom. But that sounds like that might be a really expensive alternative.
Well, we couldn't do it where there would be like a classroom view of the classroom.
Okay.
For the student. What we can do is have the teacher turn their camera on them, and then they can talk to the students at home and to the students in the classroom. We just couldn't have it so that the entire classroom was on camera for you know, the general public to see, but there are ways to do it so that the teacher could access those students that are at home and in the classroom. And in fact, that's going to be part of our plan going forward from February 22nd.
I didn't think about the fact that privacy issues and all that. So you know, like whether it's a camera in the back of the room or on the teacher's desk up toward the front of the room, whatever. So just the teacher would be on camera most of the times.
Exactly right.
But I guess also that would also, some of those students that maybe would like to be in class that for whatever reason can't get, you know, makes them feel a little bit more at home, so to speak, with they know, hey, well, I'm learning the same thing at the same time as the other students.
Absolutely. And when I was a superintendent up in the North Shore of Chicago 10, 12 years ago now, we had a student who was in a terrible car accident. And that student, we put on a laptop and put him on a cart, and that student attended school from their living room for several months because they couldn't get up. And so, you know, I've been a part of something like this, you know, as long ago as about 12 years ago. So I know it can be done.
Yeah, I guess thinking of that in those terms, I guess it's not unprecedented because, yeah, you have had cases where whatever, a student was in an accident or some illness or whatever that kept them out and had to do it. So there's probably been quite a few districts that have had to do something like this on a much more limited basis.
No doubt. But, yeah, it does open up a lot of possibilities for our kids who, you know, in the future, for whatever reason, they may not be able to attend, but still would like to be in school, that, you know, this would give us an opportunity to have those kids in school more. So that's always something we should look at. If we can help a child be in school more, that's always going to be something we should try to do.
Absolutely. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Coming up Tuesday morning, I know Eric Matthews, Athletic Director at Galesburg High School, is very busy with a lot of things. He's got meetings this morning and tomorrow morning. I know later today he's going to be meeting. I know they had a bit of a meeting last night, a pre-meeting with the other Western Big Six Athletic Directors, and they have the big one today to figure out the athletic schedules for all the sports now. And I know it's exciting, but wow, it's going to be a tough and very busy go to start these things. I know I got a chance to chat with Eric a little bit yesterday evening that, you know, and again, IHSA is not to blame with us for this. They're trying to do the best they can with what they've got. This comes down to, you know, to the state, but wow, it's and you add on top of it a situation where right now, of course, Wycall is being used for storage. John Thiel not available at the moment, the gym, because of the construction going around there. And now all of a sudden you got all these practices starting. There's going to be a lot of adjusting and getting things ready for a very quick start to our sports seasons.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to take a lot of the listeners' time to complain because, you know, we all have challenges.
Right.
You know, the thing that's frustrating to us is even as most recent as maybe a week ago, we were in a construction meeting and they were asking us about, well, is there any plans for sports to come back? And we're like, no, we don't know of any. And so, you know, I wish we had known there was at least an inkling of this, because to have it basically thrown in our lap and then say, okay, figure it out and start games here really soon, that's a really big challenge. And you know, I know we have the right athletic director to get all that organization figured out, but we've tied both hands behind his back and put a blindfold on him because we've taken away some gyms too. So it's going to be a challenge, but I know Eric's up to the challenge.
Yep, absolutely. And again, we'll talk with Eric coming up on Tuesday morning, right about 8:40. Talk about the schedules and how everything's going to be work and when games are starting. Because I mean, it sounds like since the IHSA has changed the amount of practices you have to have down to 7, there it's possible to start some games as early as next week. We don't know that that's going to happen for sure, but we'll know at some point later today. So it's going to Eric, like you said, he'll be thrown right into the fire. That's for sure.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Eric on, you know, pretty much every day, and it wasn't yesterday; it was the day before. But I said, "Well, I hope you got your sleep." So I said, "You're not getting any for the next 6 months." So
exactly. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. But I know that makes you, because you're a former athlete, you're a former coach as well, and you know how important those things are and other extracurriculars to a student's you know, well-being even.
Oh, it's a fantastic thing that we're getting to do it. I'm not going to really complain too loudly, because the fact that we get to do it at all is really a wonderful thing. So, you know, we're really thrilled that it's going to happen. And to your point, the IHSA was, you know, just trying to deal with the information they had in front of them. And we can't create days in the calendar. So, you know, we're already to almost February. So trying to get all these things in and still get through the year is going to be one for the record books, for sure. I think it's going to be very memorable for our students, and, you know, I think it's going to be exciting. I mean, obviously, you know, something is better than nothing, so we're going to look forward to this with optimism.
Absolutely. Well, based on a conversation we had earlier this morning, you're going to have to add a sport, Dr. Asplund. Tyler's decided he wants to be the greatest ever badminton radio play-by-play announcer ever, but we don't have any badminton, so we need a badminton team. You ready to start that program?
That's what we need to do for Tyler. We'll figure out where to put it. Could we make it outdoor badminton? Because
there we go.
Well, I guess, but
it's sand badminton, whatever.
It's a sport that doesn't agree with the wind, but I guess.
Well, there is that. There is that.
Just gonna, if you're up to the challenge of announcing it, Tyler, you can at least talk about the effect of the wind on the shuttlecock, right?
Yes, I've been honing my skills.
All right. Well, John, anything else going on that we need to know about construction wise or anything? I know we hadn't been that long since we talked, but things are really, really moving along.
Yeah, they really are, and I don't go in the construction site every day, but I was in there on Sunday to go check around and make sure everything was okay and make sure doors were locked and things like that. And so as of Sunday, I was absolutely floored in terms of how much progress they've already made. So, you know, I know the last time we talked, I said basically they'd ripped out the inside of the building, but they've already started to rebuild walls, and so there's some construction already going on inside the building, you know, from the fact that there was just a tremendous amount of destruction. And you can start to see little glimmers of what it's going to look like, and it is going to be a beautiful building. We're very excited.
Yeah, can't wait to see it all come to fruition. And like I said, it's, you know, from what it was and what it is now, it's going to move quickly. That's for sure.
It really is. And you know, right now, as of Monday afternoon at our last construction meeting, I asked our construction managers, I said, so are we on schedule? And they said, yeah, no, we're absolutely on schedule as of right now. So that would mean starting next August, we would have the current building as it stands. It would be basically done. And other than the auditorium, and then we're adding on, hopefully, a band and choir room on the south side of the auditorium. And then we're going to have to get busy really quickly starting this summer to add on to the GAVC hallway, because that's going to turn into the 10-12 academic wing. So, but they tell me that can be done by next December, which I just say, okay, it seems impossible to me, but they assure me that that's the schedule. So, you know, we're cautiously optimistic that that's still the schedule we're on.
All right. Well, the back to school plan is in place, and we know why, and we're just glad that it's happening, and sports are going to be happening. So lots and lots going on in Galesburg District 205. Dr. John Aswin, superintendent of the district. John, always appreciate you taking the time with us.
Well, thank you again for the opportunity to come on, and let's all hope everything goes off without a hitch, and we're really excited about what the next few weeks look like.
Absolutely. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.